Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
And a very good morning to Barbara Friedman, of course, the owner of Bob's Wire. You well this morning?
Yes, are you? other than struggling with your shopping.
Yeah, let me tell you, there's nothing worse when your kid needs to eat at a certain time, shops are full, and you can't find things.
That's annoying.
That is very annoying. Anyway, let's look at the other stories. And I saw this video. One would think if you have hungry babies, the last thing you're going to do is loot beer. But anyway, hashtag Soweto looting.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it went on late into the night. I mean, 11:30 p.m. I mean, I don't know why I was still looking at Twitter, but, you know, I always try and keep, like, right up to date. And I mean, because these videos are still being posted. And, you know, literally in minutes, late, with Soweto residents saying, you know, it's not clear what's going on here. It seems widespread. This is in at least five or six areas in Soweto that residents were looting foreign nationals' shops. And it was a horror. It's not lovely. It's not good to see. And people were saying, Soweto residents were saying, it seems like a syndicate of foreign shop looting is happening in parts of Soweto. I mean, this is not a reported journalistic fact. I'm saying this is what residents who are watching were saying. They were saying it looks orchestrated. What's going on? And actually, nobody seems to know. Obviously, there were suggestions that it's some sort of retaliation for the CBD protests a few weeks ago. But, I mean, we'll have to hear as it unfolds. People were saying that one Twitter tweet said that on her block, residents were holding back the looters and waiting for the police, which I thought was quite a positive intervention.
That's all that they could say. Anyway, no, I mean, I think I left Joburg at the right time. Now, let's move on to something that started out as a joke, but an online petition to rename the street outside Trump Tower and former President Barack Obama has certainly amassed nearly 100,000 signatures. Wow.
Yeah, so it was done as a joke by this woman called Elizabeth Rowan, and it was a joke, and then it sort of took a life of its own, and the petition was put on to moveon.org to rename a stretch of Fifth Avenue from 56th Street to 57th Street. They want to rename it President Barack H. Obama Avenue because a comedian, they thought it was very funny that outside Trump Tower you would have this road. It was called Barack H. Obama Avenue.
Oh, my word.
But anyway, but actually by Wednesday, it's now gone, by yesterday, it's gone up to 135,000 people who've signed the petition to rename it. I mean, it probably will never happen, but I thought it was quite funny.
Funny stuff. Now, the third one here, a London railway announcer has gone viral. This is after welcoming trains onto the platform in the style of a legendary boxing ring announcer. Shall we first take a listen?
All the young passengers to Met Station in the Harbour Arena, welcome to the main event. Train now flying out of the platform line corner is your bullshit service. Park in the Canary Wharf, Cutty's Park at Greenwich. This train needs no introduction, weighing in at 600 tons of pure steel, always on time with zero delays. Introducing the undefeated.
It's delightful.
Oh my word. We all need a laugh.
Exactly.
I mean, what would a Cape Town one sound like? And exactly. Coming up on platform four. Coming up on platform four. Coming up on nothing, ladies and gentlemen.
Not coming up on platform four.
Exactly. Oh my word. But this guy reminds me of some of our traffic officers that do traffic control, the ones that were started dancing, they're one or two of those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and in the humdrum of commuting, why not be creative and give us a laugh? I mean, it's great. I thought the best one was that weighing in at 600 tons of pure steel, undefeated, undisputed, best train service in the world. Not Cape Town, but anyway.
That's funny, Barbara. Really, really funny indeed. And all the commuters are just sitting there on their phones. It's absolutely crazy. But that, of course, is Barbara Friedman there with Bob's Wire.